Two music instructors are putting on a live performance to raise money to open a new music school in Rochester. WXXI's Veronica Volk has this story.
Katie Maury Preston is a musician in Rochester.
All right, well, come on up. I'll introduce you to everybody.
Inside her home, there's a set of stairs that leads up to an attic with plush carpet, warm lights, dozens of instruments, and six other musicians. Katie and her friends are rehearsing for a live performance of a movie called The Point.
The movie is very fun, very silly. It's a kid's movie, and the animation is very 70s.
Katie plays the keyboard and sings. Her husband sings too.
My name is Ben Maury. I'm sorry, what was the question?
Katie and Ben put together this performance, during which they will not only sing the songs of the film, but act out the parts, along with the other performers. Now, if you haven't seen The Point, here's what it's about. This is the setup of the original film.
Once upon a time, a long way from here, and a long way from now, there was a tiny village where everything, the houses and the carts, the bridges and the barns, everything, all had points on them. In fact, it was so full of points that even the people had points.
Then, one day, a little boy is born, and I think you can guess where this is going.
And the little boy's name is Oblio, and he's born without a point on his head. So he gets banished from the land of point because nobody likes him. Poor guy.
Oblio isn't totally alone. He has a dog, Arrow, which is portrayed in the performance by a little blue puppet.
I'm not a very good sewer, but as you can see, his leg is completely busted right now. But I made a stuffed Arrow, the dog that Oblio travels with. But he's a little stuffed animal, and we're going to have little props for the movie while it's playing.
Arrow is also the subject of the hit of the show, a song called Me and My Arrow. Ben says it's his favorite.
I know that it's kind of the most famous song from the show, but it's also kind of the funnest song to bop to, and it's a really good part in the movie, too, about companionship.
Throughout the movie, Oblio and his arrow meet a bunch of characters and learn some life lessons, including you don't need to have a point to have a point. Writer and musician Harry Nilsson is quoted as saying the idea came to him on an acid trip in the woods. Katie, in keeping with the theme, says she has a point as well.
Myself and Ben Maury are starting a music school called the Submarine School of Music, and it's just getting started. We're doing a bunch of fundraising events like this. And the goal is to have enough money to buy a building and hire teachers and buy instruments.
But that's not the only reason they're performing.
We're having a lot of fun.
Veronica Volk, WXXI News.
This story was co-reported by freelance writer Leah Stacey for City Newspaper. The Point will be performed at the Cinema Theater on Saturday and Sunday. For more information, check this week's City Newspaper.